Ruth Palmani arrived as an immigrant woman to Australia in February 1991 and has been involved with Radio 4AB FM 98.1. Ruth has a graduate diploma from Queensland University of Technology in Early Education, diploma in Early Childhood Education, and Master and Bachelor in Education from the University of Philippines. I asked Ruth about her journey and involvement with ethnic radio broadcasting.
We arrived in Australia in 1991. My husband, Jim, and our three children. At that time, they were aged 18, 15, and 9. The main objective of us coming here was to provide a better future for the children. And I think we have achieved that dream because all of them have finished university and are now gainfully employed. It was not really a hard journey for me because my qualifications have been recognized as comparable to Australian standard, both my bachelor and master degrees. And so because I was a high school principal when I left my country, I registered myself as a teacher and started teaching in Logan City secondary schools. I also had a stint with the Logan Institute of TAFE as an ESL teacher. But because that job did not really provide a secure employment, as it was only a casual engagement, which means that during school holidays you don't get paid. From there, I worked at the Queensland Emergency Services as Regional Vacancy Processing Officer. But because there was no people contact, and I'm a people person, I started to find another job, and that brought me to the migrant sector. I was a radio announcer in the Philippines. I started radio in the Philippines when I was 15, in my fourth year high school. That's my senior year. And then moved to a chief announcer and eventually as director of live shows. And so when we came to Australia, the first thing that we did is to find a radio station where we can use our skills, because both me and my husband were involved in radio. And this was the radio station that gave us the opportunity to serve the Filipino community in Australia. And because we know that radio is a really potent tool to help people if this is used properly.
Looking at some of the degrees that you have, and did that make that easier for you to get into the workforce?
I think it really helped, because getting your qualifications recognized here is also like, it's really a struggle. Most Filipino women, for example, doing cleaning jobs or factory work, they have degrees in the Philippines, but because the qualifications cannot be recognized here. This is the same for other migrant women from other countries. In our case, in the Philippines, there are only 7 universities that are fully accredited here with me, which means that if you graduate from these universities, your qualifications are automatically recognized. And that was the thing that happened to me. There was no problem in that area, but it is still, you still have to adjust. I mean, the work ethics here is entirely different from our work ethics there. Like I was also a part-time head of a computer department in a technical college, but when I came here, the computer knowledge that I have was nothing, so I have to relearn. Don't be afraid to relearn. It is always part of our life. I was not afraid to start from the bottom, getting your way up and up, because that's the way it is in a new country, Mary. Mm. Considering the migrant experience that I have had, although I majored in English and English is a second language, I still found some difficulties adjusting to the Australian English. We were brought up in the American way of teaching English. For refugee women, it will be worse, because they had to face, you know, the torture and trauma experience, or they had to undergo torture and trauma counseling, even some health issues. So before you can actually work on the language capability, you still have to sort out some of these health problems, mental issues with them before they become job ready. And in terms of settlement issues, as I also had the opportunity of working with them while I was coordinating the regional settlement strategy, there are so many issues that migrants and refugees face, specifically the women. It can be on child care. That can be an issue with these women because they cannot access training if they have children. So you have to actually provide them life skills that would introduce them to different resources in the community, which can help them reach their goal. You know, when I came, most employers would always look for younger people because they cost less. But I think the trend now is getting mature people because these are the people that stay on jobs. We have a really great need for tradespersons, and the trend is getting those retired tradesmen getting back to the workforce and using that experience again to the benefit of the community and Australia as a whole. So some of the challenges are your age, the age factor. You can be discriminated, but don't stop you from proceeding with your goal, because there are employers there out there who would always hire somebody who's mature and who has the experience.
Ruth, what message would you like to pass on to other immigrant or refugee women?
I think my final message, Mary, would be to the migrant and refugee women or any other male community as well, is do not be afraid to explore the unknown. Sometimes we are afraid. How will I be functioning in the job? You only need the proper attitude and commitment to make the best of what you are doing. As far as I'm concerned, I always put 101% effort in whatever job I do, even if it's just a small or a great job or a huge job, whether this is a paid job or a voluntary job. And voluntary work is really a good avenue for you to gain skills. So don't think second or twice about volunteering. Even if you don't get any pay for that job, the experience and the skills that you would have learned in volunteering will be responsible for the future jobs that you will get.